This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has the exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Ooh, ah, that's what you'll be saying after you slip on a pair of Dr. Comfort orthotic sandals, now available at Michelle's Pharmacy. These are extremely lightweight sandals that help correct posture and alleviate foot and back pain, as well as aching legs. Try on a pair at Michelle's Pharmacy, and don't forget about free delivery only from Michelle's Pharmacy. Healthier, happier feet start right here at Michelle's Pharmacy in Gillespie and Carlinville.
First of all, in our farm news today, the overnight crude oil market, 11 cents higher at $96.65. The Brent crude, 33 cents higher at $114.14. The December gold contract, $2.10 higher at $1,733.90. The dollar index, 0.043 lower at 80.209. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, September wheat trading at 8.69¾, that's up 1½. December wheat trading at 8.91½, up 1¾. September corn trading at 7.84, up 3. December corn trading at 7.85¾, up 2½. September soybeans now trading at 17.11¾, down 1¼. November beans trading at 17.17, down 1¾. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, September wheat closed at 8.68¼, down 16½. December wheat closed at 8.89¾, down 15¼. March wheat closed at 9.01½, down 14. September corn yesterday closed at 7.81, down 14. December corn closed at 7.83¼, down 16¼. March corn closed at 7.87¼, down 15¼. September soybeans yesterday closed at 17.13, down 18¾. November beans closed at 17.18¾, down 17¼. January beans closed at 17.18¼, down 17½. September soybean meal yesterday closed at 5.27.20, down 44. October meal closed at $521, down 62. December meal closed at $519.40, down 75. September soybean oil yesterday closed at $55.96, down 11. October oil closed at $56.14, down a dime. And December oil closed at $56.56, down a dime. September oats yesterday closed at $379.50, down 6¼. December oats closed at 386½, down 4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Monday's report of grain price and trends prepared by the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Monday afternoon. Technical selling at the Board of Trade and profit-taking by traders sent prices lower. Many traders await the USDA's crop report to be released on Wednesday morning. In the weekly crop progress report, the USDA estimated the Illinois corn crop to be 21% harvested compared to 12% 1 week ago. Northern Western Illinois grain dealers quoted their corn bids 16 to 20 cents lower at 7.59 to 7.88. Soybeans were 15 to 18 cents lower at 16.86 to 17.03. Central Illinois grain dealers quoted their corn bids 16 to 17 cents lower at 7.83 to 7.98. Soybeans were mostly 17 to 18 cents lower at 17.12 to 17.21. Corn bids in Southern Illinois were 16 to 17 cents lower at 7.81 to 8.10. Soybeans 14 to 23 cents lower at 16.95 to 17.14. Wheat bids were 13 cents lower at 8.55 to 8.75. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their corn bids 19 to 23 cents lower at 7.51 to 7.58. Soybeans were 5 to 10 cents lower at 17.08 to 17.10. And new crop 2013 wheat was 5 to 9 cents lower at 8.24 to 8.26. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 14 to 15 cents lower at 7.59 to 7.60. These elevators dropped their soybean prices 8 to 21 cents with quotations at 16.99 to 17.19. Wheat was 15 cents lower at 8.68 to 8.69, and milo was down 16 at 7.33 to 7.34. Contract bids to producers for January delivery on northern western Illinois on corn ranged from 7.63 to 7.83, and on soybeans from 16.93 to 17.06. Central Illinois corn bids went from 7.77 to 8.06, soybeans 16.98 to 17.23. In the southern part of the state, corn bids went from 7.66 to 8.17, soybeans from 17.03 to 17.33, and July delivered soft red winter wheat from 8.08 to 8.36. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, October hogs closed at 72.57, up 122. December hogs closed at 71.57, up 107. February hogs closed at 78.07, up 7 cents. October cattle yesterday closed at 125.75, down 72. December cattle closed at 129.20, up 2. February cattle closed at 132.27, down 40. September feeder cattle yesterday closed at 144.95, up 65. October feeders closed at 146.57, up 42. November feeders closed at 148.07, up 40. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Monday. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hogs, negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 3,420 head today. They're trading $1.03 lower from 56, to $65, with a weighted average of $64.92. And in Illinois today, there was 11,700 head of bears and gilts sold. Primal cutout value for a hog carcass was down 2 pennies today at $78.20. Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report, sows sold $1 to $3 lower with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from 25 to 30, 4 to 5 weights from 27 to 34, and over 500 pounds from 33 to 35. Illinois Direct Bears and Gilts were 3 to 4 lower today from $43 to $45 with a few to $47. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Monday, hogs are at 436,000 on the day. That's compared to last week's holiday of 2,000 head and last year's 423,000. Cattle are at 125,000 on the day. That's compared to last week's 2,000 head and last year's 133,000 head. USDA's estimated box beef choice cutout values, there was a total of 102 fabricated loads and 49 trim loads. Choice carcasses were up 59 cents at $1.9132. while selects fell by $1.02 at $10, leaving the choice select spread at $10.65. At the Greenville Livestock Auction on Saturday, there was a special feeder cattle sale. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4.5 to 5 weights at $1.66 to $1.74, 7 to 7.5 weights at $1.40.5 to $1.41.5, 7.5 to 8 weights from $1.35 to $1.40, 8 to 9 weights from $1.30 to $1.37 and a half, and feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 6 to 6 and a half weights at $1.33 to $1.38, 7 to 8 weights from $1.26 to $1.30, and 8 1/4 to 8 1/2 weights at $1.21 to $1.26.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 185 1/2, down 1. For block cheese, 183 unchanged, and for barrel cheese, 177 1/2 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 1878. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for September, 789. For October, 782. Corn delivered to Scottville for September, 789. For October, 774. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for September, 1696. For October, 1712. And wheat delivered to Scottville for September, 833. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.89, corn at Scottville, $7.89, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $16.96, wheat at Scottville, $8.33. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Color radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
With the heat and drought of this summer, many lawns need to be overseeded to thicken back up. Give Green Yard Professional Lawn Care by FS a call. They prepare the soil by working and leveling before seeding a new lawn. They can choose from many different grass seed mixtures to fit your needs. For a free estimate, call Tim Rothy at 1-800-962-7331. Green Yard Lawn Care by FS is a service of M&M Service Company. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies across mid-Illinois today. High temperatures in the mid-80s. South winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Low temperatures in the upper 50s. And for tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies. The high in the mid-80s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday: partly cloudy with a chance of showers Thursday night and Friday. Low temperatures in the mid-50s. High temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure rising. Clear skies, 51 degrees on this Tuesday morning. This reminder: there's been an accident on Old Route 66 just north of Litchfield, and motorists are reminded to use caution if you're in that area. Once again, that's on Old Route 66 just north of Litchfield. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. First of all, in our farm news, here's the weekly crop condition update. We join Brad Schwab of the Agricultural Statistics Service.
With the state receiving above normal rainfall for the second straight week following Tropical Storm Isaac, topsoil moisture supplies are finally displaying signs of improvement, where they are now being reported at 16% very short, 31% short, 52% adequate, and 1% surplus. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile improved to 36% very short, 47% short, and 17% adequate. Temperatures were also reported 2.3 degrees above normal, averaging 72.6 degrees for the 7-day period ending Sunday, September 9th. Corn in the mature stage was reported at 75%, compared to 42% 1 year ago and 38% for the 5-year average. Corn harvest now stands at 21%, compared to 4% last year and 6% for the 5-year average. The crop reporting districts leading the state in the corn harvest category were the West Southwestern and the southwestern districts, reporting 47% in the bins. Overall, the state's corn crop continues to be rated at a disappointing 75% very poor or poor condition. Soybeans turning yellow advanced to 60% compared to 40% a year ago and 42% for the five-year average. 21% of the crop was dropping leaves compared to 10% last year and 16% for the five-year average. The crop reporting district leading the state in the soybean dropping leaves category was the northeastern district, reporting 39%. Overall, the state's soybean crop was rated in 20% very poor, 22% poor, 39% fair, 18% good, and 1% excellent condition. In other crops around the state, pastures were rated in mostly poor condition. However, recent rains are bringing many fields back to life. The third cutting of alfalfa was reported at 92%, and this can be compared to 91% last year and 89% for the five-year average. The sorghum crop that is mature reached 40%, which compares to 34% 1 year ago and 30% for the five-year average. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
We talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink last Wednesday morning. He went over fertility needs for the 2013 crop and when to take soil tests.
In the past, we've always been on kind of a fall cycle. But here recently, with the more producers that want to get that soil test information, we've been moving to a spring testing cycle. It probably really doesn't make any difference as long as the producer does at the same time each time. In other words, if you're on a fall cycle, continue to stay on a fall cycle. If you're on a spring cycle, make sure you take the samples in the spring. Now, it's okay if you want to switch over from a fall to a spring cycle. You can go ahead and do that. And now, of course, with the grid sampling, it's a much more accurate process. We can go back to the exact same spot or almost to the exact same spot each time we take samples every 3 or 4 years or whatever, and determine, how good we're doing in building up the soil or whether we're taking more off than what we're applying. But at any rate, it doesn't matter just as long as you stay on that same cycle and get it done about every 3 or 4 years.
And those soil tests, their accuracy is really very important from an economic standpoint so that you don't waste money on buying things you don't need or don't waste it on not using what you do buy.
Well, that's the whole intent of the grid sampling. We can come in and, there's 2.5 acre grids, there's 4 acre grids, and we can tell exactly, how much particular fertilizer is needed in that particular grid. And then with the variable rate application that M&M has available, we can apply that exact amount that's needed in that particular area. And, next to it, if it's not as much as needed, not as much will be applied. So it's making a more precise application and a better use of your dollar, your fertilizer dollar, by doing the grid sampling, which, I think most people should, be interested in and should be doing. So I would really suggest that you would talk to your M&M crop specialist about this fertilizer problem here, or not a problem, but the situation this year going into next year. And, he can sit down and talk to you and go over the soil samples that you might be taking here this fall.
And that was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. Our guest on the AM Live program Monday morning was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. We talked about weight limits on all state roads during the harvest season, and Don said that local road commissioners are pretty good about keeping farmers and truckers informed about local road weight limits.
Especially around here, the road commissioners are, and people have good relationship with the road commissioners, both on the township level and on the county highway department level. From that standpoint, the roads are pretty reasonably posted. We don't seem to have issues around here that we've had in other parts of the state. Unfortunately, in other parts of the state, we've seen situations where road commissioners have arbitrarily restricted truck traffic or dropped weight limits down significantly on roads that have access to grain elevators or our main access roads for farmers to get their or truckers to get the grain out of the field. And it's been a problem the last couple of weeks.
Can they do that without giving some kind of notice in that, like a signage on the roads themselves, or perhaps like an ad or an article in the local paper, or like some sort of announcement over the radio?
Chapter 15 of the Illinois Vehicle Code specifically says that two things. You're dealing with two different entities. Township road commissioners pretty much arbitrarily have sole jurisdiction, sole power on the township roads, and that's the road commissioner. The township road commissioner really doesn't report to anyone. I mean, they basically have sole authority to do the posting. To do the posting, though, they have to have the proper signage and or have an ordinance passed by the township that would say, we're gonna post these roads at a certain weight condition. Now, we do have the seasonal postings, which are everybody has to respect them. Those are you usually post those in the early spring because of the freeze-thaw cycle on the roads, and you want to protect the roads. But on the other hand, the township road commissioners basically can post their roads at any weight they want at any time. But we really don't have the problem around here. Now, I can tell you in other parts of the state that it's been a real battle because sometimes it's a personal battle between the township road commissioner and either the farmer or the truck operator or what have you. And they've really bumped back the weights on the roads, and it's turned into a pretty messy battle in those situations.
The GROMARC annual meeting was recently held, and with a report, we'll join Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Jeff Solberg is CEO of GROMARC. Their annual meeting was held recently in Chicago. He talked about the good news for 2012, despite the challenges with the drought here in this growing season and the challenges that will be ahead for the company. They took time to celebrate this past year for GROMARC and for patrons.
Yeah, 2013 is not going to be the best year for agriculture, but Our year end is August 31st, so most of our business is done before the drought really hit in June. Most of the work is done in preparation for spring field work. And we did complete a very, very good year. And as I like to say, it's bittersweet to be able to celebrate such a good year, but also the way our cooperative system works. And once again, it's the foresight of the Farm Bureau members that put this together 85 years ago. We're going to be able to pay a lot of patronage this fall off of our 2012 fiscal year, which, as I said, ended August 31st. This patronage will go to our member companies this fall, which will get them off to a very good start. We'll be paying a record amount of patronage. We estimate about $140 million will go back to members this fall, which, of course, will help alleviate some of the weaker operating results we expect at that level, as farmers are probably going to be a bit cautious on the inputs that they have for 2013, but also with corn carryovers at the state that they're in, as you know. We expect a lot of planted acreage as well, which is going to be healthy for the business. But we have to be very cautious about spending money. At this point in time, we have to assume that this drought may not be a one-year event. What if it happens to be a two-year event? You have to start planning for those eventualities right now. But we'll be able to help our member companies with a lot of patronage to get their new year jump started, and then that will help the farmers. And our business is very sound. We're in very, very good financial condition. So while we expect 2013 to be a little bit weaker, it's going to be business as usual. We've got a very long-term perspective on this business. And as I've described it to our employees, 2013 will be a speed bump. What you do with a speed bump is slow down, you get over it, and you go on and make sure that you can do business as usual for the rest of the next decade as our planning horizon. So it's going to set us back just a little bit, but nothing that will do us any harm. And fortunately, crop insurance for the farmers is a much better product than it was in 1988, the last time we had to deal with such a widespread drought. So many of the farmers will be in better shape as well. So that will be pretty helpful to us.
Jeff Solberg, CEO of GROMARC. For WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Hundreds of farmers, legislative representatives, and agricultural leaders will come together Wednesday to send a strong message to Congress to pass the Farm Bill before current farm programs expire. The Farm Bill Now rally will take place at Union Square in front of the Capitol Reflecting Pond. Members of the U.S. House and Senate will address the crowd, as will leaders from a broad range of farm, conservation, energy, consumer, and nutrition organizations. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran, House Ag Committee Ranking Member Colin Peterson, and South Dakota Representative Kristi Noem are slated to speak at the rally. Roll Call is reporting that Congress will attempt to make quick work of a six-month stopgap spending bill as lawmakers are eager to get back on the campaign trail. The Capitol Hill newspaper says the measure could serve as a vehicle for an extension of farm programs. One Senate GOP aide told Roll Call that a farm bill extension is the most realistic option for any unrelated provisions in the continuing resolution. It is unclear whether Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow would support an extension, also unclear how long the extension might be. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.